So often you get the term things or real things or spiritual realities is another translation. Whenever the text is talking about things, it's talking about substantial things, so spiritual things. So it's talking about states of thought and affection. That is what is real from a spiritual perspective. So what is good and true, essentially. And as this text points out, those sorts of things are in a complete human form. And we do struggle a bit because we're so anchored in the body as the human form to sort of get our heads around the fact that thoughts and affections are real, substantial things, and that the things we view on a material level aren't real things. They are purely representative things. In heaven, angels' attention is fixed not on persons, but on spiritual reality. For persons, the idea of persons narrows an idea down and focus it on some finite thing, whereas spiritual realities do not involve any such narrowing down or focusing, but spread to what is infinite and so to the Lord. This explains too why in heaven no one ever perceives a person mentioned in the word. Indeed, they perceive the reality represented by that person. Nor for the same reason does anyone in heaven perceive a people or nation, only its essential nature. Indeed, in heaven they have no knowledge at all of any historical detail in the word about any person, nation, or people. Consequently, they have no knowledge of who Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or the people of Israel are, nor of who the Jewish people are. Instead, they perceive what is represented by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the people of Israel, the Jewish people, and so on with everything else. This explains why angelic language has no limitations and is also a universal one compared to other languages. You know, this is, this is a core principle to thinking spiritually. So it's all about states. That's what real things are. And so it came up again and again in people's shares, you know, the need that quote about to be in a, to be in a spiritual sphere and to be paying attention to what's going on within. If spiritual work was put into one sentence, there it is, to be in a spiritual sphere and give attention to what's going on within. Then there's another passage that talks about people don't do that because they're just not interested. They're not interested in real things, eternal things. So, you know, we have to give this attention, and it's not easy because we go against the inertia of the natural, which believes everything that it sees in the exteriors. So it's a big turnaround, and that's what this whole Joseph story is about. It's about the reorganization of the mind based on what is good and true. Those spiritual principles being what rules, you know, Joseph ruling right down into our sensory perception so that we don't misread things.